Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. A deadly bombing ripped through Kabul's crowded streets just as people were getting to work this morning. Afghanistan officials say 12 people died in the blast. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, saying that a man blew up an SUV outside of the Indian embassy. Indian officials say they targeted the embassy. The blast damaged the embassy's checkpoint. It shattered windows. It also toppled restaurant walls in the area. Even if North Korea comes back to nuclear disarmament talks, a South Korean official says that sanctions should remain in place. Earlier this week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il said his government is willing to resume six-nation talks, depending on the progress in negotiations with the U.S. Agents say they have broken up a major international ID theft ring. 100 American and Egyptian suspects were indicted yesterday, and at least 50 have already been arrested. They're accused of collecting personal information by getting people to respond to phony email. The FBI says the suspects stole more than $2 million. One bad thing to look forward to as the economy recovers is more flight delays. According to a Brookings Institution report out today, the study blames general backups on heavy traffic for short trips between big cities. And the report also cites issues with ill-equipped air traffic control system and calls for more high-speed intercity rail service. NASA has decided to bomb the moon. That's right. Tomorrow morning, they're going to crash a rocket into the surface of the moon's south pole and then analyze the debris to see how much water or ice there might be under the dust and rocks on the lunar surface. NASA says it's going to be visible with a telescope here on Earth. Those are the headlines. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.